I'm gonna read the first part.
Oh my God, no. It's 2 o'clock. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live, where our physical church is located in Philadelphia, PA, and Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. A big welcome to all who are joining us on our Facebook and YouTube Live channels. We are so excited to have all of you join us today. We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Kim, followed by the prayer by Sister Jessica.
Good morning. Good morning. Today's scripture will be coming from the book of Psalms, Psalms 91, verses 9 through 16. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands there shall bear you up, lest you your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. May the Lord add a reading, a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
May everyone bow their heads for the prayer.
Speak up.
May everyone bow their heads for the prayer. Father God in heaven, thank you for gathering us here today on this Sunday morning. So much has been going on in the world, from innocent black men and women being killed in the streets by those who we are taught to trust and which are protected, to the whole world starting to come together in order to see these horrific events come to an end. We wonder how we even got to this point, but we call on you now to lead us onto the right path, praying that you and you alone will guide us through this time. Thank you, Lord, for leading us thus far, as well as keeping us safe under your watchful eye. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, all right. Now, y'all got to wake up and help me, all right, this morning. All right? We gotta be alive this morning. Before I even get into the scripture, I hope everybody is well. Like to say good morning and give a big shout out to my mom. I think I got her out the house for the very first time. She came out to see me as we drove up. It was a drive-by. So we, you know, didn't put her in harm's way. We had our mask on. So anyway, hey mom, hey dad. And I like to say what's up to Granny up in Texas. I hear she was playing OK Corral up there. But she's okay. And I just want to say hey to her. All right. I won't get into her story. Now. Has anybody ever heard of the phrase, when life gives you lemons? Right? Have you ever heard of that phrase, when life gives you lemons? Oh! Whoa! Phew! They threw lemons at me. Look at that. All right, so look, if you got a lemon in the house, I want you to grab it after this, okay? After this. I want to keep a lemon so you can think of this phrase and think of this scripture, think of our topic today based on this lemon. So when you think of lemon, what do you think of? Right? It's sour, it's bitter. And that's why that phrase, when life throws you lemons, make lemonade. Okay? And that's going to be my subject. All right, let's get into it. Woo! We're going to go to Romans 5. And I want 3 and 4. That's what I'm going to do. Real short one. But I'm going to start reading from 5, okay? Romans 5, 1. I'm sorry. I'm going to start reading from verse 1. Okay? Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And rejoice, somebody say, and rejoice.
And rejoice.
In hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory, somebody say glory.
Glory.
Not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Amen? And I'm going to be dealing with 3. And not only that, but we also have glory in tribulation. Not and, I want to make sure I enunciate. We have glory in tribulation, in trouble, in drama, etc. I'll read some definitions. I had a whole list of things we could do with lemons. But it's really not about the lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let's pray real quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord, give us a word for your people, Lord, in this very time and need, God. Bless us with your word, your guidance. In Jesus' name, and most of all, Lord, we thank you for the blood today. The blood that redeemed us, the blood that reconciled us, the blood that paid the price for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, all right, all right. So listen, I want you to keep saying this in your head. Not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Some of y'all are not going to like me today, but y'all can call me lefty, because I know I ain't right. Tribulation. Grievous trouble, severe trial, or suffering. Has an instance, an affliction, or trouble, a cause of distress, a state of suffering or distress. Words related to tribulation, check these out. Headache, misfortune, grief, misery, woe, adversary, distress, affliction, worry, curse, oppression, bummer, oh that's a bummer, my daughter's favorite, wretchedness, sorrow, downer. Basically, difficulty. Perseverance. Steady persistence in the course of action. A purpose, a state, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, and discouragement. Continuous, steady belief or effort, withstanding discouragement or difficulty, persistence. And I wrote on the top here, endurance, or endure. Character. The aggregate of features and traits that form the individual nature of some person or thing. Moral or ethical quality, or ethic quality. A man of fine, honorable character. The combination of traits and qualities distinguishing the individual nature of a person or thing. Moral force, integrity. A man of character. A reputation. Especially a good reputation. Amen?
Amen.
Hope. The feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. To look forward with desire or reasonable confidence, to believe, desire, or trust. To place trust in or rely on. Amen, amen, amen. Just a little definition. All this is going to be compounded. To keep you focused on what we're talking about, tribulation leading to perseverance, perseverance leading to character, and character, hope. Glory. Remember I told you to say glory? I want you to know that glory is the same word. It's translated to rejoice in this situation. It says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulation. That's saying we can rejoice in tribulation, right? We can rejoice in tribulation because tribulation is going to lead to perseverance. I'm saying it over and over again, but I want you to get this. Tribulation leads to perseverance. Believers can rejoice, glory, and boast. Not only in their future hope, but also in their present trouble. Tribulation refers to physical hardship, suffering, and distress. I want to read 1 Peter 1-4. You can write it down. 1 Peter 1:4-9. Listen to this. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time or day. In this you greatly rejoice. For a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, okay, y'all hear that? You may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, listen, your proven faith is greater than gold. Your proven faith, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise. Your faith may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with unexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Amen. Look, this is from my Bible, explaining that scripture. Grieved, which we said grievous trials or grievous trouble, is tribulation. While there is much rejoicing because of the salvation of God, that salvation that He's prepared for us, there also may be agony because of the pressures and difficulties of life. Just life. Various trials. And this content, trials, refers to ordeals that we encounter in life rather than those things which would induce us to sin. Okay. So one particular problem is, no one particular problem is set out, but rather all testing of life. Do you trust God? Why? I would suggest or say it's because of trouble. You can't trust somebody until the trust has been tested. So you can't necessarily test God until you are in trouble and call on Him. Perseverance. To endure. Endurance. Trials and tribulations produce endurance. When we exercise our faith during times of trouble.
Yes.
James 1, go there, if you may. My brother, count it all joy. Now, your God's heard this. Count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Listen, I got an NIV version of that same verse I want to read. Consider it pure joy. Did you hear it? We're talking about tribulation. We're talking about trouble. Yeah. We're talking about drama. Don't we got enough in the world right now? But consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, listen, many kinds. So don't get it twisted. Don't think because you have financial issues, okay, I can take that to God. But then when my daughter acts up, I stress. When COVID's knocking on my door, just because you don't have a solution doesn't mean you can't give it to God. All right. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials and tribulations of many kinds, any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces, and this version says, perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be gifted, mature, and complete, lacking nothing.
Yeah.
Matthew 5:10, because this kind of faith got rewards. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 2 Timothy 2:12. I know I got a lot for y'all today. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we disown Him, He will disown us. Mm-hmm. Stop right there. I wrote a little note saying, stop. Where's your God right now? When you're in trouble, when you realize you got a situation, a difficult time, you got your hope. Wait a minute. Where's God? Think about it. Somebody say lemonade.
Lemonade.
Look, real commercial break. Lemonade is a finished product. You can't see not even understand it, but on the other side, when this is smashed, squeezed, and maybe a little sugar added, it's lemonade. Keep that in mind. Perseverance produces character. Listen, we kind of just said it in that last verse. It said, the trouble will rejoice in the trouble because it will produce patience or perseverance. That perseverance, once you make it through, will produce maturity and make you complete, right? Mm-hmm. Listen. Character. The quality of being approved. Only God can do that. As you, the believer, endure tribulation, God works in you to develop certain qualities and virtues that will strengthen you, your faith, your trust in God. And it will draw you closer to Him. Remember I told you before? Yeah, you may want to lose weight. You may want to get fit. But sometimes you need a trainer to do that. God pushes you through your trouble. Into perseverance. What makes you call on Him more. You know what that's doing? That's exercising your muscle. Your faith muscle. And that faith muscle being activated develops that character in you that says, oh, I know God got this. Mm-hmm. But you can't get there unless you go through trouble. I'm trying to pick up my pace because I don't want to go over. The result is a fortified hope in God. And His promises.
Yes, Lord.
Salvation. Reconciliation. Jesus Himself said, I go to prepare a place for you. Look, He said, so that where I am, you may be also. That's why we persevere. That's why we develop that character. So then we have that hope, that unwavering hope, and the living hope. Amen? Which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But God already put this stuff in you. And I'm going to run. The moment a person trusts God, believes God, that person receives the Holy Spirit who constantly encourages them in their hope in God. It's called the paracletus, the teacher. Right? God is drawing you back to Himself through our trials. God is still in control, and I feel my help coming on because this is it in a nutshell. God sets you up. God is still on the throne. And like it or not, He's still on the throne. He's still in control. Some of you would rather not believe that. Because you want to wallow in your trouble. You want to sink in the trouble. I'm telling you. Use that trouble to exercise your faith. That's how God is doing it. That's how He planned it. He needs you out of your normal to think about Him in trouble. Some of you would rather sit and cry. I'm telling you, stop crying. You should not be reacting like the rest of the world. You believe in God. You believe in Jesus.
Preach.
Listen, Helena, Ty, I saw ESPN the other day. It's like my man Bruce Lee said. It's like a finger pointing away to the moon. If you concentrate on the finger, you miss all that heavenly glory.
Amen.
That's for little brother Robert, who's big brother Robert now. So stop crying. Your character is built up through the endurance of what you've been through. 2 Timothy, New King James Version. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. 2 Chronicles 1 and 5. For as the suffering of Christ abounds in us, so our conciliation also abounds through Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:10. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that's me and you, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with glory, eternal glory. See, sometimes it's not just for you. Your character got to be established. My wife asked me the other day, you know, what? I don't want people to think they can't hang around us. Guess what? Because we're Christian. Guess what? We act a certain way because we've been through certain things and we try God. We trust God. So yes, they should feel a certain way when they're around you. Psalm 22. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard him. Psalm 126, 5 and 6. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping will carry seeds to sow. When they return, will with songs of joy, carrying sheaves or baskets with them. Guess what? That's to collect all the seeds they sowed, right?
Amen.
Luke 24:26. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? Romans 17 and 18. This is the last one. I'm sorry. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. Present suffering, future glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Tribulation, perseverance, character, hope, lemonade. I want you to remember that. Lemonade.
Lemonade. Lemonade.
That character is in you that you have no choice. You have no choice but to go after God. Because you already know what he did. And if you know what he did, you know what he's capable of doing. Abraham had no choice. Noah had no choice. David had no choice. Job had no choice. Esther. Hannah. Jesus. Oh, I forgot to mention David. Oh, Solomon. But even Jesus. Jesus endured the cross.
Yes, he did.
See, you break that down. He had tribulation, trouble. But he persevered as he endured the cross. Endured the cross for the hope of glory.
Yes, Lord.
See, he in the book, he said, I did what my father said. In reality, he had no choice. He suffered on the cross for you and me. He was shed. God gave his only begotten son so that you and me might have eternal life. I'm going to wrap it up. Listen, people. I want to remind you, the moment a person trusts God, believes God, that person receives the Holy Spirit,
amen,
who constantly encourages them in their hope in God. Do you believe God? If you believe God, trust God, then you should be able to rejoice in your tribulation. Now take that lemon. Exercise your faith.
Lord.
And make some lemonade.
Yes. Amen.
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 Lemonade.
Lemonade. Lemonade. The cool, refreshing drink. Listen. From this to this.
Yes, Lord.
Ah. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
I hope you gained something. I hope you will allow God to work the process in you. Look, I believe those of you who are saved and read, you understood what I just said. I hope I made it plain enough that even if you're not saved, even if you don't know the words of the Bible, you understood via the example of the lemon. But I want to make a call right now, a call to salvation, a call. See, you can be good, do good, but you're not saved. So if you would like to receive Christ today, Jesus, then repeat after me right now. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequence of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that His shed blood, death, and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus. And Jesus alone has my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. Amen. Also, please visit our website, teletabernacle.com. And go to our contact us page and check the box, I am interested in becoming a Christian. And leave us a short message along with your contact information, and someone from our staff will contact you to discuss the next steps in your Christian journey. Or feel free to call our church at 215-748-5478. And to leave a voice message there, and someone from the staff will follow up. Hallelujah. Look, don't get so absorbed in the trouble you see that you forget God. Or that you forget He's in control. There's nothing. Look, there's nothing. Come here, girls. Come here.
Yes.
Look, see this? There's nothing behind God. Right? Everything is in front of God. Nothing's behind. Nothing can trip God. Some of you look at your problems and you say, how could God let this happen? God is still God. He's going to react to sin. You got to understand that. But at the same time, some of your tribulation, some of your difficulty is only exercise. tribulation, perseverance, developing character, leading to hope. Hope in Jesus Christ, who is coming again. Amen. Where's my lemonade?
Good morning, Taylor, family, and friends. This morning you can worship by through giving in one of three ways, either by text message or by our website at www.taylortabernacle.com/giving or mailing your check or money order. To give by texting, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256. You will be receiving a link for further instructions. To give through our website, please go to TAYLORTABERNACLE/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. Now we'll be having the announcement. Thank you so much for joining our broadcast today. We will continue to have our virtual services for the entire month of June. Sunday, June 24th is Father's Day. Everyone say, Father's Day!
Father's Day!
And on Father's Day, our lovely pastor, Jonathan Ford, will be preaching and his family will be hosting. Sunday, June 28th, we're going to have our brother Khalil McFarland, and he will be preaching and his family will be hosting. Our Friday night prayer and Bible services will resume on Fridays at 7:30 via the church conference line at 775-799-9141. And we will begin our services on the one chapter book in the Bible. On Friday, June 25th at 7:30, we will have another Zoom conference call hosted by our Young Life Experience. The pastor is asking that all youth check in and participate. Pastor is asking also to have the full support of our parents, as we will need your help to ensure a success. Remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all of our upcoming gatherings and dates. Please join us again next Sunday at 10 a.m. with the Ford family. God bless and have a wonderful week. Also, we have another special announcement. We want to join our pastor, Reverend Darrell Scott, as St. Mark's Chapel Baptist Church celebrates their 47th church anniversary. So if you are one of our subscribers, and I hope more of you come in and sign in, you should have received an email with the link with the Zoom ID information. So let's celebrate their anniversary. Blessings to our Reverend Pastor Darrell Scott. Now we're going to have our benediction. And from our Reverend.
All right, come on, you lemon heads. Okay, if you have any prayer requests. Prayer requests. Visit our website, teletabernacle.com, or you can call 215-748-4570 and leave a message there. All right. All mindset. All you lemonheads and lemonhead nation. Father God, we thank you for what you have done today. We thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for always being in front of us, Lord. Like lighting the way. In Jesus' name. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent from one another. Amen.
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 Have a great day.
Amen.
Bye-bye.